Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, all super helps out the channel, and I can never express that enough. Thank you so much for your support, and let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys.
This story is from X Jane Doe, who says, "My boyfriend is mad that I don't want to get a boob job," and of course comes with an update. So, I, female 20, have been with a guy, let's call him John, male 34, for almost 4 months. We first met just before my 18th birthday, but only started going out shortly after my 20th. I was at his place today to watch a hockey game and made an offhand comment that when I was younger, I wanted a boob job because I didn't like that my breasts were big and uneven. The back pain I would get from them and how I hated they seemed to make guys over-sexualize teenage me. Without looking away from the TV, John said that I should get a boob job as uneven boobs were a massive turn-off and that my boobs were so big to the point that they were kinda gross and part of why he hadn't gotten fully intimate with me yet. He has seen me in just bras and straight topless, and I've gone down on him, but we haven't had penetrative sex, and he won't go down on me. I just laughed awkwardly and said I wasn't in a place to be able to drop a few thousand dollars on a boob job. John shrugged and said he could and would pay for my boob job. I told John that I honestly didn't know if I wanted a boob job anymore. That was 14 to 16 year old me who was insecure about having what seemed like the biggest chest in her grade, and that 20 year old me was more confident and kinda liked her boobs. Minus when I have to find a bra that actually fits me in both cups and band and the unwanted attention I still get sometimes, lol. John then got mad, like really mad. He slammed his beer can on the table and called me a selfish bitch for not considering his preference. Especially since he's offering to pay for the surgery. When I said that I didn't want one right now or maybe ever, he kicked me out of his house at 10 p.m. on the opposite end of the city of my house, saying that he needs some time apart from me. I ended up catching up one of the last buses home, and the entire bus ride he'd been texting me testimony from people who've gotten boob reduction and evened them out and telling me to look at how happy they are. He seemed so mad when he kicked me out, but in the text he's calling me baby and kitten and just texting me the kiss emoji saying he's sorry for yelling at me and that he had just too much drink. He had been drinking a lot, more than usual, and asking if we're still on for tomorrow's lunch date. So honestly, I don't really know where we stand right now. Now, as usual, I won't go into the age thing because you know down in the comments they're going to go into that straight away, the 14-year age difference. But to me, this is quite as simple as I'd break up with this person if I was you. He's already criticized your body, called it kinda gross, and that's why he hasn't been fully intimate with you yet. He then got mad, called you a selfish bitch for not considering his preference, which would require you to change your body, and then is willing to, and I'm not sure if it's the case, but put you in danger by kicking you out in the middle of the night, in the middle, on the opposite end of your town, not considering your safety at all. But Sabrina says, so let's break this down. He's way older than you. You've been together only 4 months. He demands you modify your body for him after only 4 months. When you refuse, he calls you names and kicks you out at night. Is this the kind of man you want to have a relationship with, OP? Oro says, please break up with him immediately. You should have self-respect and see the crazy red flags. Stars Eat My Crown says, dump him. He's 14 years older than you and called you a selfish bitch. Unforgivable. Wilder Chai says, you met when he was 31 and you were 17. He told you your breasts were gross, contributing to an insecurity. He doesn't go down on you or have sex with you because of your tits. He name calls you and has anger issues. He's trying to manipulate you consistently. Girl, what the fuck isn't clicking for you? This man is riddled with red flags. Why are you even in this relationship? Celestina says, only title and his age gives me enough info to tell you to dump him. He is way too old to go for girls who just turned 18 and way immature if he thinks he can throw a tantrum when he doesn't get what he wants. Also, plastic surgery is okay if you want it, but should never be done to please someone, especially if you don't want it. And one more from an emotionally draining who says, "Baby, this man groomed you. He is watching you since you were a teen. Now he's trying to manipulate and control you. You're beautiful just the way you are, and if you no longer want that boo job, then that's that. John can get pegged and leave you alone. Find someone who uplifts you and cherishes your body. You want to be with someone who loves you for you, not someone who just degraded you and insisted that you alter your body for his preference. Your better half is out there. He just isn't it." Now, we're going to move on to the update to find out what happened next. So the update came 4 days later and it said, "Figured I'd give a small update to you all and thank everyone who commented on my original post. There were two common questions I saw, so I'll answer those first. One, I, female 20, had met John, male 34, at a bookstore when I was 17. He saw the book I was holding and asked if I read it already. We ended up having a small conversation about it and he gave me his Snapchat so we could talk books again. I didn't give him my age at the time, but a few weeks later I turned 18. He saw the Snapchat thing they had to your profile picture and asked me, so I told him it was my 18th. 2. I'm somewhat close with my parents and brother, but not so close they know I'm with someone. When I'm with him, I just tell my parents that I'm with a friend or at school or work. Some of my closer friends know I'm dating and the age difference, but most think it's hot or okay because nothing happened until I was already 20, which I did as well. I had been hoping that this was just a misunderstanding and that you guys would help us resolve it, so to see so many people dropping the word abuse and abusive surprised me. But after sleeping on it and reading many of your comments, I realized I am, as some of you rightfully put it, dumb, young, and immature. Before John, I'd never been with anyone and maybe that's part of why I liked him. He was already experienced in life and never seemed to treat me like I wasn't at his level. He called me mature and self-assured, I guess playing into that not like other girls. I'll be honest, I really did like how he treated me. The pet names and compliments he always gave me made me feel happy. I never really saw a striking up friendship as wrong because it wasn't sexual or romantic in nature until well after I'd become legal and I was so close to 18 when we first met, but as some of you pointed out, that might have just been him working on grooming and manipulating me. Some of you also said that it was only the first request, that if we continued, he'd keep asking me to change things about me, and fuck, I do not want that. I don't want to have to change things about me in order to get someone to stay with me, so that was very eye-opening. I ended up meeting him Tuesday. He love-bombed me, as some of you put it on my original post, and then asked me if I had reconsidered the boo job yet. So yeah, you guys were right. I told him we were done. I didn't think we were good together anymore and wished him well. He didn't yell or curse, but said I'd regret leaving him. He did text me a few hours later, but I deleted them without looking. It's been a few days, and I'll be honest, a part of me misses him, which I know is dumb, but I've taken your advice and blocked him on everything, so yep, we're over, 100% done. Thank you to everyone who helped open my eyes. I'm very glad that, you know, OP is out of that relationship now, and a quick look at their account, there's no mention of that boyfriend anymore, so it seems that they've moved on with their lives, and rightfully so. But one thing I always find incredibly sad about stories like this, you know, the abuse and everything is very clear that you shouldn't be with that person, but it takes for that person to turn to somewhere like Reddit to make sure that they are right in their thinking. Well, they didn't even think that in the first place, but Reddit has pointed, you know, you shouldn't be with this person for X reasons, and then they realize it afterwards. But hey, what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to another story. This story is from a throwaway account titled, "My 32 female husband, 36 male, became a robot, and I don't know how to help him." The title sounds insane, but here I go. We've been married for 6 years and have 2 kids, and I'm pregnant with the third. My husband works from 9 to 5, comes home, does his chores, plays with our 2 kids, talks to me for a little bit and then goes to sleep. But he doesn't seem to enjoy doing any of it, like this whole thing is one big chore. He used to be this goofy guy who smiled and told jokes all the time, but I haven't seen the man smile in months. It's not like he's neglecting his duties as a husband and father, but he just acts like it's just that. duties, like hanging with the kids and me as a second job. I'm grateful for all he's doing and he makes our lives so much easier, but it's like he's constantly on the clock and I think he might be depressed. I try to ask him if he was doing okay and he tells me he's doing fantastic, but I know he's not. That's the line he uses at work when customers try to make small talk and ask how he's doing. He doesn't take any time for himself, he doesn't take any breaks, he stopped playing games and stopped watching TV. He just does what I feel he thinks needs to be done and I don't know how to help him out. Our sex life has become one-sided. We do it frequently only because I initiate frequently. Even if he doesn't seem in the mood, he'll do it, like it's his responsibility to make me happy. It feels like he isn't there in the moment. Like his mind is wandering the whole time we are intimate and that, to me, feels worse than getting rejected. I don't know what's going on, and I don't know how to help because he won't let me in. To anybody else, he seems fine, but I know something is wrong and I don't know how to fix this. I miss my husband, the guy who complained and told jokes, not this robotic shell that looks like him. Edit. Alright, wow. I didn't expect this to blow up, and I want to thank you all for your advice. I really appreciate it. It's clear to me now that my husband is overworked and burnt out. He comes home from work in a couple of hours and I'm going to sit down and talk to him. I'm going to tell him how I feel and hope that together we can find a solution that turns him back into the man he once was. I'm sorry if I wasn't able to respond to everyone, but I want you all to know that I read every comment and response. I'll post an update soon about how it goes. Bye.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And then we do have an update in a moment. But to me, how it feels, and you know, I'm not diagnosing or anything like that, but just from personal experience and how I felt myself in the past, you know, and the edit could be right about being overworked and burnt out, but when I went through a lot of what was being said here, you know, about being sort of robotic and not playing games, you know, losing, not wanting to do hobbies as much and stuff like that. It came down to depression and that's what I was diagnosed with. And this was all around the time when I found out about my mum and, you know, she wasn't telling me about her diagnosis and stuff like that. And it was really getting me down. And, you know, the only way I can really explain how it feels, and it was just numb. You know, you see your family and relatives and stuff and you put on a smile and be your normal self. But then any other time you just close down and, you know, the sounds and everything around you are all sort of distorted. And gaming was one of my biggest hobbies. And, you know, I just didn't think about it at all anymore. You know, and we're sort of moving on past that now. And I'm in a much better headspace now. I don't want to say you'd move past it or anything like that. And I think it's always there, but you can actually, now you know what it is, you can actually monitor it and be more aware of it. Anyway, as usual, I'm going off on one. Let's cover a couple of comments, then we'll move on to the update to find out what happened next. So a deleted user says, your husband sounds burnt out. He sounds completely exhausted with nothing but more exhaustion to look forward to. He's probably tired of the redundancy and depressed. He probably needs a long vacation from responsibilities and a new career. Edit, I forgot to mention that your husband is probably telling you that everything is fine because he doesn't want you to feel guilty or leave you with the responsibilities of everything on your own. Also, thank you for the awards, kind strangers. Man in Mirror says, sounds familiar. I am 50s male, and I've been where he is. I'm not interested in hearing that I might have depression either. Didn't sound right. I didn't think that was what depression feels like. Doing some research at the time, I found stuff that got more open to getting help. the first thing that it's not giving in. It's not about being weak, it's just a problem that needs help fixing. Fixing it is not a bad thing. Leaving it broken is a bad thing. My second thought for you is that often men have a hard time talking about feelings because we don't know what they are, how to describe them, how to recognize them. Ask him if he's depressed. He says no, because he doesn't know if that feeling is depression, boredom, work stress, a memory or song he hates. He has no idea. It's a cliche, but here's the new part. We can recognize symptoms. Ask him about any strange symptoms he has. Can't sleep, forget stuff, decides not to do things that seem like stuff he would enjoy. Naps. Naps where he can't fall asleep. Late or early bedtime. Miss work. Lack of interest in sex. Boner trouble, tummy issues. Get him talking about his symptoms and you might recognize that some of them are emotions or feelings. Gently point out when it happens and look for symptoms of depression, not feelings. Third thing I learned, it's common for men to resist a diagnosis of depression. All that stuff we grew up with gets in the way. What I had was adaptation disorder with depressed mood. That's when you can't adapt to something. It stresses you out and you get symptoms like depression. You can treat it with meds, even if you can't identify or fix the problem. For me, it took some pretty massive life changes. Still on meds though, because the stress just doesn't end in 2020. And one more comment before that update from Titanaki, who says, "Hey, I see all these comments asking you to push him and ask questions. That will drive him even further into the depression state that he is currently in. When you're in bed, let him know that you can see something is troubling his mind, and when he's ready to talk it out, you'll be there for him and that you love him. I just want to see you smile again. Seems a little bit selfish. As you said, he needs to smile for himself, not because he feels like he has to. Men have sometimes complex feelings as women." So let's move on to that update. "Hey everyone, here's the update. I wrote this a couple of days ago, but couldn't post it because it was too soon. My husband came home at around 6 o'clock, and after he had something to eat, I took him to the bedroom to talk. I sat him down on the bed and told him I was worried about him. I didn't know exactly how to phrase my worries, so I just showed him my original post. When he finished reading the post, he started crying, like full-on crying. In all the years that I have known this man, I have never seen a tear roll down his eye. I held him for a few minutes until he could recompose himself, and he told me everything. He told me that the world was in a shitty place right now, and that we're bringing a child into a stressful time. He said, when I became pregnant, he felt he had to step up. He needed to take care of things because it was his responsibility. He said that the weight of carrying the family was so much harder than he anticipated, so he thought if he doubled down, he could get through it. But the more he tried, the darker the tunnel got, and eventually, he couldn't see an end. He said that he feels like he's constantly drowning and the only breath of fresh air is on the car ride between home and work. He said that sometimes the stress is so much that he throws up but doesn't tell anyone and instead keeps going on with his day. He then pulled out a pack of gum from his pocket and said this was for when it happens. I asked him why he couldn't tell me any of this and he said he didn't want to burden me with the truth. He said he thought if he told me everything that I would stop seeing him as a protector and provider and that I would inevitably stop loving him. Hearing him say that brought tears to my eyes because I didn't know where he got the notion I would feel that way. I asked him if he wanted to quit his job, but surprisingly, he said the job doesn't bother him. He said the work in of itself was fine. It's just now he feels an added weight to provide because not only was he fortunate enough to keep his job in the pandemic, but we also had a kid on the way. He said that some days he feels like packing a suitcase and running to some tropical island for a week and not telling anyone. But then he feels guilty and doubles down even more. I told him that maybe he should go on a trip. I said he deserved a break and maybe if he did exactly that he'd feel better. He tried to protest, but I insisted. In the end, said that he'll only go if we go together, like a romantic getaway between spouses. Once things start to clear up and before the baby is due, he wants to take a week off from work, drop the kids off at grandma's house and have us go on vacation, just the two of us, like we used to when we first got married. He also said he wants to take the day off tomorrow and just sleep in, so that's the plan. I'll call his boss tomorrow and say that he's sick and can't come in. It's not like they're make a sick man come into work. There's a pandemic going on. Right now, he's playing with the kids and it doesn't feel like he's doing one of his chores. He actually seems to be enjoying himself. For the first time in months, I don't see the robots. I see my husband. Edit. Hey everyone, I want to thank you all for the support. I read all of your comments and I appreciate all of you. I didn't expect this to get so much traction, so I want to clarify some things. First things first, my husband says hi. 1. I wanted to clarify about the chores people are talking about. I want to say that I know as a stay-at-home mum, the bulk of the chores go to me. I cook and clean and do the laundry because I know it's my responsibility. My husband's only chores are doing dishes, vacuuming every 3 days, and a few other house maintenance stuff. 2. I did in fact call in sick for my husband, but I made sure that I said he had a migraine. I saw on Google that it wasn't a symptom of COVID, it was an isolated symptom. His boss was okay with it and said he can come back whenever he feels better. 3. The pregnancy wasn't an accident. We both did want to have 3 kids because we were both raised in 3-kid families. We actively tried for the first 2, but for baby number 3 it was kind of a if it happens, it happens kind of thing. We are both happy with the amount of kids we / will have and are hopefully done. We are not considering abortion nor adoption. 4. We realise that a 1-week vacation isn't enough to get rid of his stress and are both trying to come up with a solution that alleviates his stress in a more sustainable way. Right now, we're thinking about setting up an hour or two a day that's daddy time. No kids, no me, no work, just for him to relax. 5. To those of you who think this is fake, there isn't any way I can change your minds about the situation, so I'm not really too bothered. I just hope this never happens to you guys. You all have been supportive and a really wonderful bunch of people. I really think we can get through this, and it wouldn't have been possible without you guys. I'm not going to reply to comments because, like last time, it's an overwhelming amount, but just know I'm reading these as they come in. Good night, everyone. It's been great. Now, what do you guys make of this story and the update as well? I don't think this one, like 0.5, said, you know, that it's fake at all. Having similar experiences and seeing very similar experiences amongst my friends as well. Yeah. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. And every video you do watch, it really does make a huge difference to the channel. At the end of the video, there's going to be a couple of playlists you can click on and it will scroll through for you. So if you're cleaning, driving, doing some art, whatever you're doing. And don't forget to let me know what you're up to as well. It will scroll through the videos and keep you company whilst you do those things. Thank you so much and hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.